Okay, so this will do in the Holy Letters to the Rebbe. This is letter number Tuf Samach, 860. It's a blessing. This is also the 11th day of Tevis. It's amazing to see how many letters are in the same day. Tuf Shin Dal, the Rebbe's catching up on his correspondence on that day.
Because the day before was a fast day.
Yeah. And then the Rebbe is addressing this to Reb Chanoich Hendel Havlin. He was one of the activists and one of the leaders of Chabad in Jerusalem. The Rebbe writes to him, peace and blessing. And the Rebbe said, I received your letter from the second day of Tevis. And the Rebbe says, I was already worried because it's a long time since I haven't heard from you and you're not accustomed to this. And also, now, also, you don't explain what is the reason that you haven't been writing in the such a long, a lengthy time that you haven't written. I was delighted to read that you received all the pamphlets, the Torah studies, and the various letters that come along with them, and that you publicize them in a proper way. And also that on Yutis Kislev there was, and also on the fifth Lichtel of Hanukkah, there was a get together of Habrengen between the Hasidim, and you also brought in others who are not yet Hasidim. And I'm sure that you would add more diligence in this, and the promise that Hashem promised that if you open me up like the opening of the eye of the needle, I will open you up as the door as wide as the ulam, which had a very great opening, a large, unusually large door opening, meaning if you do a little bit, God will help you a lot. So you just got to do a little bit to help you a lot. The dearest at the end, most important, I want to approve here that I received the books of the memoriam of the Hasidus, and I thank you for the past, and I have a request doubled and quadrupled for the future to keep on sending me these kinds of books that definitely in Yerushalayim, the holy city, Tibbana Tekoinen, there is many old books of Hasidus that are available over there. So that in addition to all the other matters, there is hope that it could benefit the public from it, because in these books there is sometimes old older ancient the Hasidic discourses from the Chabad leaders that have not yet been publicized. So there are a lot of treasures there, basically. I hope that during the time we will be able to publicize them in a proper way. And the benefit of the public hinges upon you to continue to bring you blessing and success in all that you and your family need by providing for the public debt. The Rebbe says, specifically, I want to remind you about those books that were left behind from Rav Chosid Bichovsky, Rav Chaim, not sure the first name here, that only a few of them are now by me, and certainly there are many, many more. And, you know, now they already actually printed it. You know, there's from all these various different books. The Rebbe says, I can also make you happy that the book Pelech HaRimon on the book of Shemois that you sent last year to my father-in-law, the Rebbe, in Kaparis Shpukovi, they gave it to me last winter, and he gave it to me last winter, my father-in-law, the previous Rebbe, and he says that it's fitting to print it, and I'm getting it ready now to have it printed. At the same time, I also gave over to the previous Rebbe, Ariel Koshukove, that there are some Hasidim that are angry at me because I suggested to print the book Pelech HaRimon. That Pelech HaRimon is by a chassid, it's not by a rebbe, but it was Reb Hillel Paritcher, you know, he was the author of, and he was a great Hasidic chassid, but he was not a rebbe. So some people were upset. They say we only have the teachings of the rebbes, Nesir Chabad. And my father-in-law sort of was ignored it and said, don't worry about it. And he instructed to print it. Amazing. Rabbi said, so instructed to print it. And so the rabbi printed. So we have that also, this Pelech HaRimin. It's some of the books of the older Hasidim were... mostly Hasidus is given over that the Rebbe's give the discourses, and then the other ones study it. But in this case, he was an exception. He was also gave Hasidus himself, his own Hasidus, so there were some that didn't agree with that, but apparently the previous Rebbe did that. And again, you know, who knows what the calculations is, but that's the fact that it was done.